Leshvarah Yat, a house. By what else is there to say? I am Sri Krishna, Mantrakrit, minister. Vaha, you people. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Akila Ishvara, the Lord of everything. Puravendra. Duryodhana. Griham. House. Hitva. Giving up. Pravivesha. Entered. Atmasat.
Identify with oneself.
Kritam. So accepted. So translation, what else is there to say about the residential house of the Pandavas? Sri Krishna, the Lord of everything, acted as your minister. He used to enter that house as if it were his own, and he did not take any care of Duryodhana's house. So purport by his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. According to the Gaudiya Achincha Veda, Veda Tattva philosophy, anything which satisfies the senses of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is also Krishna. For example, Sri Vrindavana is non-different from Sri Krishna's Tadhama Vrindavanam. Because at Vrindavan, the Lord enjoys the transcendental bliss of his internal potency. Similarly, the house of the Pandavas is also the source of transcendental bliss for the Lord. It is mentioned here that the Lord identified the house with his own self. Thus, the house of the Pandavas was as good as Vrindavan, and Vidura should not have given up that place of transcendental bliss. Therefore, the reason for his quitting the house was not exactly family misunderstanding. Rather, Vidura took the opportunity to meet Rishi Maitreya and discuss transcendental knowledge. For a saintly person like Vidura, any disturbance due to worldly affairs is insignificant. Such disturbances, however, are sometimes favorable for higher realization, and therefore Vidura took advantage of a family misunderstanding in order to meet Maitreya Rishi. Alrighty. So, Yadvahiyam Mantakridvo Bhagavan Nakileshwaraha Puravendra Graham Hitwa Prabhiveshat Masat Kritam. So, Om Ganat Sivananda Shah, Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Miritam Venatus Mai Shigurve Maha. So, this particular verse indirectly, or directly actually, refers to a very interesting story the children will like. And that's the story of when Krishna was trying to make peace between the Kurus and the Pandavas. Once upon a time, the Pandavas were planning to fight the Kurus because the Kurus, headed up by Duryodhana, had taken all their property away and weren't going to give it back. Even after the Pandavas were in the forest for 13 years and hiding out, and they did exactly what they said they would do, but the Kauravas, even though they made a bargain to give everything back, they didn't give it back. So the Pandavas were ready to fight to get it back. But Krishna, he wanted to make peace. Why did Krishna want to make peace? Krishna actually wanted the fight. But he wanted to make peace so that nobody would blame him for the fight. later on. He wanted to try. If he didn't try, people would say, oh, Krishna doesn't like peace. Not good God. So therefore, Krishna went to the Kurus, and the Kurus, the Kauravas, they were headed by Dhritarashtra. You all know Dhritarashtra? He was a blind king. He couldn't even see anybody, and he was blind spiritually in his heart, too. So they went to Dhritarashtra and Dhritarashtra's wonderful son, Duryodhana, who was so bad. He was like badness personified. So they went to them, Krishna went to make peace, and guess what happened? The first thing that happened when he arrived there, they received him nicely. They said, oh, Krishna, it's so nice you came. Hare Krishna. And Duryodhana said, please come to my house to take some bhoga. Because he didn't have prasadam. And Krishna said, no, I'm not going to eat at your house. Yuck. He didn't say yuck exactly. But he was thinking, I'm not going to eat at the house of a non-devotee. Because when you eat food cooked by someone who's not Krishna conscious, it makes your mind very bad. Makes you evil, makes you like a rakshasa. This is for the children, of course. I mean, did you eat? Actually, Prabhupada said if you eat food cooked by a non-devotee, it makes your mind wicked. That's why Prabhupada said, Grandfather Bhishma and Kripacharya and Dronacharya, they fought on the wrong side of the battle of Kurukshetra because they had eaten food in Duryodhana's kitchen. And Krishna was not at all interested. He said, I'm not going to go to your house. Instead, I'm staying tonight in Vidura's house. And of course, Vidura was the brother of Dhritarashtra, but Vidura was a good guy because he was a great devotee. And he was an incarnation of Yamaraj, but Yamaraj who wanted to preach, Yamaraj who wanted to serve Krishna. Yamaraj always wants to serve Krishna. So Krishna went to Vidura's house, and Vidura didn't have such big plates of prasadam, like you see they serve me. He was a very simple person. It wasn't like me. You know, like I come here, it's a big giant plate they give me. You seen that? It's enough for an elephant.
Less than many plates together.
Yeah. But Vidura, he just had very little food, and all he had was porridge. You know what porridge is?
Yes, I don't like it.
You don't like it. And then, Duryodhana, he had thousands of preparations he was going to make. Halava, sweet rice, pakoras, gulab jamuns. Sounds like all sweets, except for pakoras. But doshas, sambar. You know, he was going to make all these things. But then Krishna went to Vidura's house just to eat porridge. And then he enjoyed the porridge. Why? Because the porridge was made with devotion. So we'd rather eat porridge with devotion than halava cooked by a demon. Right?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah. The porridge.
Oh, the porridge, yeah. She doesn't like porridge at all. But if you had a choice between porridge that was cooked by Ravana, porridge that was cooked by Krishna, or halva that was cooked by Ravana, which one would you choose?
Krishna.
That's good. I won't ask her. So that's part of the story, that Krishna ate in Vidura's house, and he didn't want to eat in Duryodhana's house. Then later on, Duryodhana was so angry that when Krishna came to try to make peace between the Pandavas and Kurus, then Duryodhana tried to capture Krishna. He was so angry that Krishna wouldn't eat at his house, and so angry that Krishna was trying to make peace. And he thought if he could capture Krishna, the Pandavas would never win. because the Pandavas needed Krishna. Because Krishna was only driving Arjuna's chariot, but whoever had Krishna would always win. So he tried to capture Krishna, and guess what Krishna did, you know? He made himself so big as Sydney.
Big as Australia.
He expanded. Yeah, bigger in space. So he expanded himself to something called the universal form, which is actually really big. And so big, and he was made lights and flashing and everything like that. And everyone got scared. Duryodhana got scared. But it didn't change Duryodhana's mind. He was still so crazy that even though he saw Krishna was God and Krishna could destroy the whole universe, he said, I still want to fight. That's stupid, isn't it?
Yes.
Like if you're supposed to fight with someone and he makes himself as big as the world, are you still going to say fight?
You're probably going to be smashed in 1 minute.
Yeah, 1 second. So I would have just said, oh, I surrender, Krishna. Yeah. I will do whatever you say. But Duryodhana said, just some trick, magic trick. And then Krishna understood there wasn't going to be any peace. And then he went back to the Pandavas. And he said, there's no peace. And then there was the battle of Kurukshetra. So Krishna was offended in that particular way. And so Krishna always loved Vidura. So another point in this purport Prabhupada talks about is Vidura was insulted. We talked about this in a previous class. Vidura was insulted by his brother and also by Duryodhana. And that he left home. But actually, he could have tolerated. But the reason he left home was he was making an excuse to actually take sannyas. Not really sannyas, vanaprastha, and to preach Krishna consciousness and to visit the holy places and to see Maitreya Muni. So he had, sometimes devotees make excuses. In other words, they're looking for some opportunity to run away and serve Krishna. Just like there's one interesting devotee. His name was Ramanujacharya. And so he's always thinking, I want to run away and serve Krishna. And then his wife did some big offense against his guru. And he said, all right, Haribo. So what he did is he arranged for his wife to leave so he could take sannyas. So he sent a letter that made believe it was from his wife's father to his wife and said, there's a marriage in our village. Please come back to your village, dear. And so she got that letter. She left and went back to the village. And then he said, Haribo, and he took sannyas. So he was not saying that everybody should do that, but he was using that as an excuse to actually carry out the Lord's mission. So that's, devotees do that sometimes. Prabhupada said that's like transcendental trickery, transcendental cheating for the Lord's mission. So, I guess the natives are getting restless. So any questions or comments? We have to end by 8 so we can take prasad.
That's okay. Govind
Mani is here. Oh, she knows how to serve. So any questions online? We got a lot of people watching.
Who's also the universal form when Krishna showed it to Duryodhana? Did other people see it? Or was it?
Yeah, other people saw it.
So the assembly,
It's described it was so bright that everyone had to close their eyes. Okay. It was just like blinding. And Dhritarashtra was asking, you know, what is this? What's happening? I can't see it. It's not that, you know, in the movie they showed Dhritarashtra being able to see the universal, but he didn't. You know, he was blind.
In the movie he saw.
And the movie is not accurate, yeah. He didn't actually see the universal form. What's that?
Sometimes movies don't show the real thing.
That's right. Movies are, sometimes they change things a lot.
Yeah.
And so, so he showed the universal form and still Duryodhana was not convinced. Okay, anybody else have a question? Anybody online? Oh, Sundar Gopal.
He used that as an excuse. Why?
Because Krishna wouldn't go to his house.
Vidura.
You're talking Vidura. Oh, you're talking about Vidura now. Vidura, when he was, maybe you weren't here for the class the other day, but what happened is that Vidura was giving his brother Dhritarashtra some good advice. And he was actually saying, don't listen to your son. And then Duryodhana started to speak. He said, who asked this son of a maid servant? This is from the Bhagavatam. To come, you know, just like very, you know, nasty statement. Who asked this son of a maid servant to speak his 2 cents? Of course, he didn't say 2 cents. To speak. And Dhritarashtra didn't chastise his son. And so Vidura naturally would have been offended, but because he was a pure devotee, you don't take offense. So he used that as an excuse to leave home. He said, oh, this family's useless. I'm offended. But he wasn't offended. And he left home to carry out spiritual activities. And then later on, because you weren't here the other day, he came back after the battle of Kurukshetra to convince his brother Dhritarashtra to also leave home. Because Dhritarashtra was living in the home, it's described like a household dog. That he was being taken care of by Yudhisthira and the Pandavas, who had killed all, you know, it was actually Bhimsen, killed all of his sons. And Bhimsen kept making fun of Dhritarashtra. He kept hitting his muscles like this, saying, with these muscles I killed your 100 sons. And Dhritarashtra is like a dog, you know, living where you're being insulted and your sons have been killed.
There's a specific word that Vidura uses, Sanskrit word for dog.
I don't remember the word he used for dog, but
he said that you are being served like a dog.
Like a dog.
But you still are staying with the taking shelter out there. And you have
Yeah, you're like a household dog, he said.
Like you're kept in a cage.
Yeah, and not only a dog, but he said also you're getting older. You've already been blind your whole life, and now your teeth are all falling out and getting loose. You know, that's what happens when you get older.
But
and you don't get the teeth fairy to give you money when they come.
Was Vidura's motive making that statement was to convince us somehow for Thras to leave home and renounce?
Renounce. No, he was...
So he was more like a statement was for him to motivate him to go to spiritual...
Yeah, that was the whole reason. He wasn't trying to insult him. No, he was trying to say, look at your life. I mean, just like we may go to someone who's older and retired now, and we say, look at your life. You're playing golf. I mean, you're getting ready to leave the body. You're playing golf. And all you do is hang out with your family. I mean, you could leave your body at any time. So now is the time to remember Krishna. And that's really what he was doing. You know, sometimes it requires a little harsh words to say to someone that you're living like a dog. And your teeth are loose. You could die any time. And so he saved Dhritarashtra. And that way that was his preaching. All right. Any other questions before we take some time? No? You want some porridge?
No, about the story. Why do we always have...
Why do we always have...
Ekadashi.
Why do we always have Ekadashi? Oh, that's very interesting. Because Krishna has arranged, there's several reasons. One reason is a spiritual reason. Because Krishna has arranged a special day where he gives you extra credit for devotional service. It's very special. If you do something, little thing, like give up grains, no porridge on Ekadashi. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a good thing about Ekadashi.
Except we
get Ekadashi. So... you got special treats, but no grains on Ekadashi. And you chant more and you hear more about Krishna. And then you get special extra credit. You ever have a test in school where you get extra credit? Of course, they're probably too young for that. You probably have it. You never had that? Extra credit questions? You ever had that?
No, I didn't get that.
Really? We always had that in school. But
we have got the questions which is rated. Let's say you will do two questions, you get 1 mark, whereas if you do that tough question, you will get 2 marks straight.
Yeah, you get an extra credit question. Mm-hmm. We always had that in science, that if you can answer these questions, it'll give you extra credit on the exam.
Those kind of questions don't become qualified exams,
yeah. So I used to have that in the university. So in the same way, in Kadasi, you get extra credit if you do spiritual things. You get like 100 times more credit for doing spiritual things. Wow, that's pretty good, isn't it? Another reason for Kadasi is that if, like every 2 weeks you don't need grains, it helps be healthier. Prabhupada says that. It helps you be healthier if you don't eat grains.
It's good that we didn't forage, but we can't have sweets with grain in them.
Yeah, you can have special sweets. We used to have special feasts on the Kadasi. Special, big, extra preparations we had. And then you chant more, and you dance for Krishna, and you hear some stories about Krishna. It's a lot more fun. The Kadasi is a fun time. When I'm able to on the Kadasi, I chant 64 rounds on my beads. When I'm not doing anything else. Like if I'm not here and not doing anything. Of course, tomorrow is a Kadasi, but I won't be able to chant 64 rounds. Because I'll be going out meeting people and talking to people. But normally, 64 rounds on the Kadasi.
Tomorrow is
a
Kadasi as well as
Vamana Devapi. It's Vamana Dwadasi. The next day after Ekadasi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's fasting for Vamanadeva's appearance on the Ekadasi before the Dwadasi. Normally we do a half-day fast, but because I'm visiting people in people's homes, I'll just eat fruit for the half of the day.
Yeah.
But it's nice. I like fruit. What's your favorite fruit?
Strawberry, peaches, and apples.
That's nice. What about mangoes?
Yeah.
Mangoes, too.
So,
yeah, we always have mangoes. All right. So, now it's time for prasadam. We thank everybody for joining us online. Krishnanama. Wow. Oh, here's a question someone's asked. If Yamaraj is always a pure devotee, was Vidura's incarnation special? Yamaraj is not always a pure devotee, but our Yamaraj is. And Vidura's incarnation is special. Yeah. Very good. And someone online likes mangoes. All right. Thank you very much. All glories to Prabhupada from Sydney, Australia. This is Bhagavatam class. Sundar Gopal Ki Jai. Krishna Rupa. Hari Bhava.